This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Summit Lake is enjoying a revival, but it's more than just the body of water itself. It's just as much the community that surrounds it. The story of Summit Lake, its long slide, its long road back, are the focus of an article in the new issue of the Devil Strip entitled Revival of the People and the Souls on the Shores of Summit Lake. We're pleased to welcome back the writer who put together this story, also the Devil Strip's editor-in-chief, Rosalie Murphy. Rosie, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Andrew.
So why a story about Summit Lake, and why now?
My first personal interactions with Summit Lake came when I started running on the towpath. I would pick up the towpath down at Wilbeth Road and run north. You cross under Kenmore Boulevard, and all of a sudden you're on this bridge that's floating in the middle of this beautiful body of water. And then you end up on the eastern shore, and you continue north past some apartments that are 100 yards from the shores of this lake. On a Saturday or a Sunday morning, there are dozens of people out walking their dogs, jogging, biking, fishing in the lake, oftentimes catching fish and taking them with them. You'll see people taking out canoes. And this, you know, when I began talking to people who live in Summit Lake, who live there on the eastern shore and work there, this is not the way things were even 5 years ago.
And there's been a lot going on with Summit Lake over the last several years. It's an interesting twist, I think, on how to help restore a community treasure. One that involves something called the Civic Commons. Mm-hmm. For those who aren't familiar with the Civic Commons, tell us a little bit about it and how they're really changing the model of how a neighborhood can be helped.
Sure. So Civic Commons is a national project funded by five different large national foundations, including the Knight Foundation. It's active in a few cities nationwide, one of which is Akron. The project was initiated in 2016, and the organization convening, there were many, many partners involved. The convener was the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition, which manages the towpath. And something that was really interesting is that everyone I talked to who was involved in the project in those early days, the first thing they did was just go and talk to people about what they wanted.
Because the model is usually, hey, City Hall knows exactly what mm-hmm. you need. They're going to come in and they're going to fix it for you.
Right.
In a discussion.
And when we think about taking public comment on plans for a neighborhood, it's often, well, here's the plan we've come up with. We're going to present it to you. Come back to us with your comments. But there's not typically a lot that can be done at that stage. And it is structured in such a way that the people in power frame the conversation, whereas one of the goals of Civic Commons was to allow folks who lived in the neighborhood and who were actually going to use whatever it was that they created to frame the conversation. So when the Civic Commons partners began talking to folks in Summit Lake, initially they say they encountered a lot of distrust. A lot of folks who have been exposed to these traditional planning processes for many decades with the construction of I-76, which cuts right north of Summit Lake, with other things that have been built in the neighborhood where residents didn't feel like they had gotten a lot of input. And initially, residents said, how is this going to be different? But through many months of meetings, residents would say things like, we want some picnic tables and barbecue grills so we can just go sit by the lake. We want a pavilion where we can have graduation parties and brunches and things like that. And today, those things exist.
3 years in the works, and the residents are, and the people who use it, because it's not just the residents, but anybody who travels through that area can see the difference.
Yeah. One of the stated goals of Civic Commons was what they call socioeconomic mixing, jumping off of the idea that our neighborhoods are largely segregated by ethnicity, by income, so that we spend most of our time surrounded by people who are like us in one or multiple ways. So one of their goals was to create places in Summit Lake, as well as in the neighborhood of Park East, which is just north of there, in the neighborhood of downtown Akron, was to create spaces along the towpath where this quote-unquote socioeconomic mixing could take place. And so residents of the neighborhood have been using these amenities more or less constantly, it seems, because they're right there in the backyard. And that is who they were designed for. But it's not uncommon to see people from outside the neighborhood come and spend time there, oftentimes for the first time.
You grew up in Summit County.
I did.
But you only recently discovered Summit Lake when you started running. In the course of doing the reporting for this story, what are your big takeaways? What have you learned that you didn't know, even though you grew up here and this was essentially part of your backyard?
One of the things I continue to believe in more and more deeply as I report on life in Akron's neighborhoods is, you know, there are no bad neighborhoods, or bad neighborhoods is maybe a concept we should get away from. there are only neighborhoods that are poorly connected or that don't serve their residents well. And when residents are able to leverage their power and get the infrastructure that they need and the spaces that they need, they'll use them, you know. And something a few residents of Summit Lake said to me was when construction began on things like the pavilion and the grills and the swings and stuff, people, especially people from outside the community, would say, oh, well, they're just going to get vandalized and why bother? And they haven't been. There have been almost no instances of that because people have taken ownership of these things. They belong to Summit Lake, and Summit Lake is proud of them. And, you know, if we could see that in other neighborhoods, this is our space and we're proud of it and we're going to use it and we'd like to share it, I think that could do wonders.
We've been talking with Rosalie Murphy, editor-in-chief of the Devil Strip, about her article in the new issue of the magazine, Revival of the People and the Souls on the Shores of Summit Lake. Rosie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.